Yippee.
I'm looking for Laura. She in casa?
She's out. And she made me promise not to tell you where she was.
I see. Well, this time, I'm prepared.
What is that under your arm?
Hair. Actually, it's a photo CD player. Since you won't tell me where Laura is, I'll just entertain you with photos of my trip to the Wisconsin Cheese Festival.
Oh, God, no.
And the beauty of this baby is each disc can hold hundreds of photos.
Oh, no.
All right. That's me about to leave for my dream trip.
My head is starting to throb.
Here I am with Herman, the king of crackers, and Cindy Lou Huckstep, the cheese queen.
Now it's chest pains.
And now let's see all 483 of the cheeses that were entered. We'll start with a chipper cheddar. Now a succulent Swiss. A bodacious breed.
Steve, please.
A gregarious Gouda. A magnificent Munster. A romantic Romano. Ooh, a turkey parmesan.
She's at the mall! She'll be there till 5! Pink top, jeans, black boots, and a purse!
I knew you'd crack.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out of every seam.
Please come back.
It's the bigger love of the family.
See your eternity and raise you a Giorgio.
Okay. I'll see your Giorgio and raise you a Laird de Ton. Too rich for my blood.
Here's your Laird de Ton, and I'll bump you a Chloe.
No fair. That's eau de toilette. We're betting perfumes here.
Okay, white diamonds.
I call. What do you got?
A straight, read 'em and weep.
Not so fast, slick. I'm feeling a little flush.
Fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
Well, what's going on?
Big news, Harriet. Big, wonderful news. Tell us, son.
Well?
He got accepted to Chicago University.
Yes! It's great! Well, when'd you find out?
Tell us, son.
Well?
This afternoon!
Yes!
And there's more. Tell the best part, son.
Well?
He got a scholarship, Harriet!
Let's go celebrate with some hot fudge sundaes.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Eddie.
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
We're all proud of you, son. My son is going to college.
You know, when you get your degree, you'll be able to write your own ticket.
Yeah.
Carl, that's your fourth hot fudge sundae.
So, I'm celebrating. I'm basking in my son's glory.
You keep eating like that, you gotta be wallowing in it.
Oh, lighten up, Jenny Craig. I'll have you know this hot fudge is non-fat. The ice cream is non-fat, and the sprinkles on top are non-fat. Everything in here is non-fat.
Except the container.
Very nice, Harriet. Very, very nice. Those charm school lessons really paid off.
Oh, Carl, guess who I saw today?
Who?
Sergeant Carnelli's wife.
Oh, Nellie Carnelli? Mm-hmm.
She told me that Charlie was studying for the lieutenant's exam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she asked me if you were going to take the test.
And what'd you say, Harriet?
Well, I didn't know what to say. I just say, well,
well, I'm not taking that test, Harriet.
Really? Well, why not, Carl?
Oh, will you please give it a rest?
What?
Harriet, you're latching onto this like a pit bull. Let go of it, for goodness sakes.
Carl, what are you talking about?
Harriet, stop nagging me.
Carl, why are you so upset?
I'm not upset! I'm going for a walk! But first, I'm going to bed.
Okay, everybody. Closing time.
Hey, Eddie. It's Friday night, my man, and I'm feeling a little wild and crazy.
Really?
Yeah. What do you say we all pile into the eyes, Etta, cruise on down to Lake Michigan and skip some stones?
No thanks, Steve. I don't want my weekend to peak that early.
You got a punt.
Hey, Waldo. You feel like doing something?
Nah, I'm going home.
Oh, come on, man. Let's take our minimum wage and have some maximum fun.
Look, Mr. Fancy Pants BMOC college dude, let's stop playing games. Let's turn our cars face up and call a turkey a chicken.
What? Hey, Waldo, you got some kind of problem with me?
Yeah, I got a big problem, Bob. You're going off to college. You'll be doing new and exciting things while I'm stuck back here in a rut.
Rut?
Don't repeat me. I hurt myself the first time.
Come on, Waldo. I mean, you'll be doing fun stuff, too.
Oh, really? Will I be pouring Mr. Bubble in the university swimming pool? Will I be scoping honeys in tight sweaters? Will I be seeing how many of my frat brothers can fit in a pay toilet? No, sir. No higher education for me.
But Waldo, you could go to college, too.
With a 1.0 grade average?
Oh, that's higher than I thought.
The point is, you're gonna move on with your life and forget all about me. So it'll hurt a lot less if we just end our friendship right now.
Hey, good looking. Still booking?
What do you want, Steve?
It's Saturday night. What do you say we pile into the Isetta, cruise on down to Carpet City, and search the dumpsters for remnants?
Oh, just go home.
What's the matter, Pudding Pop?
Well, if you must know, I'm a little worried about my father.
The big guy? Oh, well, what's wrong?
Well, my mom asked him if he was going to take the test to become a lieutenant, and he completely freaked out. Oh, you know why he did that?
No, but I want you to continue, so I went,
Oh.
Well, Is the big guy still freaked out?
Let's just say he's treating us the way he normally treats you.
Ooh.
I just wish there was something I could do to help him.
What your father needs is a heart-to-heart check with someone wise, caring, and sensitive.
Yeah, you're right.
But we don't know anybody like that, so I'll do it. Well, bye, sweetums. Oh, I think I broke my snort.
Doing here?
Shaking my booty in your kitchen. Flipping, frying, toasting, and poaching.
Well, what is that awful stitch?
Ooh, it's fresh flounder. I made it just for the hell of it.
Fish for breakfast?
Yes, indeedy. It's brain food.
Why would I need brain food?
Because you're going to study for that lieutenant's test.
Steve.
Okay. Carl, I know why you don't want to take that test.
Get out.
Oh, wait, Carl. You don't want to take that test because you have both.
Are you calling me a fofnificator?
Definitely. So, when you're feeling nervous, when you're trapped in that emotional pit of doubt and despair,
Steve,
that's when you dig deep into your character and peel away the layers of cowardice, self-doubt, and nacing until you get down to the raw steel of yes can do. And then you hot dip steal and fortify yourself.
Steve.
Now, Carl, suck up that flounder and let's hit the bucks.
Go home.
Now, Carl, I'm just trying.
Go home.
But I have muffins in the oven.
Go home. Go home. Go home.
I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Estelle. Your son here is having a little hissy fit. Maybe you can do something with him.
What's the problem, Carl?
Oh, there's no problem now. The problem just left.
Are you still upset about that lieutenant's exam?
I don't believe this. How does everybody know I'm not taking that stupid test?
Oh, calm down, Carl.
No, I will not calm down. Harriet called you, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She doesn't understand why you're so angry with her for bringing up the lieutenant's exam.
I'm not angry at her, Ma.
Well, what's the problem, honey?
I don't know. Steve says I have this weird thing called FOF.
Oh, fear of failure.
Well, yeah, but... That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Is it?
No, he's right. Mom, it's a real tough test. A lot of very smart guys have failed it.
Well, that only means if you fail, you'll be in good company.
But, Mom, Dad was a lieutenant. And even though he's gone now, I still want him to be proud of me.
Carl, I knew your father better than anyone. He was proud of you when you tried your best.
Yeah, but if I take the test and fail, I'll feel like I'm letting him down.
The only way you could let him down is if you didn't try at all.
Tricked me bad.
Look, thanks for coming over. I mean, considering that we're not friends anymore.
You're just lucky Lost in Space was a rerun. Do I smell sketty sauce?
You sure do. Shall we pasta?
Cool.
Oh, criminal.
May I?
Kick it. I asked you to come over is because it's something you gotta understand. Just because I'm going to college doesn't mean we still can't be friends.
Oh, yeah? My brother Ronaldo Arado Faldo? He had the same girlfriend all through high school, but they went to different colleges. They swore they stay in love, but she met another guy and they broke up.
Waldo, that's not us.
I know. Didn't I say it was my brother and his girlfriend? And you call yourself a college man.
Look, for the past 2 years, all we've talked about is getting an apartment together after we graduate, right?
Right. But now that's not gonna happen.
Why not?
Because you'll be living in some dorm or frat house.
No way. I'm gonna be sharing an apartment with my best friend, Waldo Geraldo Faldo.
But you'll be getting up every day to go to class. And I'll be getting up to go where?
Here.
The Chicago Killer Canary Institute.
No, culinary. The Chicago Culinary Institute.
The gourmet cooking school?
Yeah, some of the top chefs in the country have studied there.
I know.
You ever thought about going?
Are you kidding? That would be a dream come true.
Okay, then fill out that application and send it in.
No way, I'm not good enough.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I mean, sure, I grind my own nut meats, but...
Waldo.
What's up?
10 minutes ago, this was ketchup. But now... It's perfect. Waldo, you got a gift. When it comes to food, you're an artist. I don't want to see you waste that gift. So fill out that application and send it in. You can make your dream come true, man.
Thanks, Eddie. You're a good friend.
Right back at you.
I'm gonna fill this out right now.
Good idea.
Let's see. Name? Got one. Address? Got one of those two. Sex? Soon. I
hope. Hi, honey.
Hello, Carl.
What's wrong?
Something came in the mail, and, well, it kind of got to me.
Oh, Harriet, I've told you 100 times. Don't let those lingerie catalogs get you down. Those girls are professional models. They starve themselves.
Carl, It wasn't a lingerie catalog. It was the results of your lieutenant's exam.
Oh. Well, I guess you don't have to tell me the outcome.
Carl.
Huh? I'm okay. It's okay. I'll just take the test again next year, that's all.
Come here.
Come on, Harriet. You don't have to try to cheer me up.
I'm not. It's just that I've always wanted to kiss a lieutenant.
Thank you.
And here's your change, baby. You know, I'm curious. I can't help but wonder, why are you smiling at me?
I'm trying not to laugh at that stupid hat.
Good night, Mrs. Ostendorf.
Young man, my hot dog was overcooked. My fries were greasy, and my soda was watered down.
See you tomorrow?
You betcha.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television.